Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Milwaukee, start your engines. It's time to talk about all things racing. NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, and Formula One. This is the Final Inspection Show, presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now, here's your host, Steve Zocchi.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Great Lakes is closed today due to impending weather, but make sure you check out Great Lakes Dragway on their Facebook page to see if they will be open tomorrow, all dependent, of course, on the weather. But Great Lakes Dragway still has quite a few weeks left here in the year. They will run until the snow flies, so check out GreatLakesDragway.com or Great Lakes on their Facebook page. Also, David Hobbs Honda, appreciate their support. Make sure to check out DavidHobbs.com for all the latest in new and used vehicles at David Hobbs Honda. And joining us on the Great Midwest Hotline from Nashville, with his oilpressure.com, one of the best writers in the business in the IndyCar paddock, I think. I've known him for a few years. It's George Phillips. George, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, and you are way too kind. I'm an average writer at best.
Well, I always enjoy your stuff, and you know, we see each other at the races, and you know, it's a lot of fun covering the IndyCar series. A lot of things going on, and just like that, it's the final race of the year at a new venue for some, I guess, but for drivers like Tony Kanaan and Scott Dixon and that who raced at Laguna Seca back in the old Champ Car days, kind of return to an old friend, I guess you could say. And what's your opinion? Is it better to be at Laguna Seca for the finale? Are you happy to see it return to the calendar?
Ask me on Monday.
Right.
I'm just not sure. I was never fond of Sonoma. I actually went to Sonoma for the first time last year. I made my plans to go before they announced that that would be the last year there, but I think it's pick your poison. Neither of those tracks are ideal for passing and great racing. I tend to look at Laguna Seca more as a traditional track, and I tend to be a traditionalist. So I would say that I would prefer Laguna Seca, but I don't think one is much better than the other.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. And let's face it, that is a track and a series that's been living off the famous pass by Alex Zanardi over Brian Herta, you know, that's going on 20 years now. You know, much beyond that. I mean, if you look back even before then, you had they would have the Marlboro Challenge there, which was their version of the All-Star Race in the 90s and that. And, I kind of agree with you. Let's see how it plays out. But I do like it. It's a traditional racetrack. I'd rather see them at a traditional road course, I should say, as opposed to like a street course.
Yeah, and you mentioned the old Marlboro Challenge. I think one of the most exciting moments, of course, that race is always run on a Saturday, and mm-hmm. I don't know how many people ever watched it, but I think it was in 91. I think Rick Mears was about to win that, and he came off of the final turn, and I don't know if he missed a shift or what, but he slowed, and Michael Andretti came around and took the win at the last second.
Yeah,
that to me is probably a more thrilling moment at Laguna Seca that I can think of than the pass in '96.
Yeah, and it's we have four. It's a double points race this weekend. Of course, there's four people have a mathematical challenge or a mathematical opportunity to win it. But you have Joseph Newgarden, who's basically in control of it. You have Simon Pagenaud, and then Alexander Rossi. Scott Dixon is the one who has a mathematical, he could win it, but it's very, very, a lot of things would have to happen. So I'm calling it a three-car race. Newgarden's in the catbird seed. We've seen this happen before in the past where, somebody just has to finish the race. And it's almost like if you run conservative, sometimes that can cause more problems than it's worth, isn't it?
Yeah, we have seen that before. And I think if I were Joseph Newgarden, which of course I'm not, but I think I'll go out and try to win the race. If you go out there and try to finish fourth, you might end up finishing fifth. But the thing is, even if, of course, everybody knows that Newgarden has to finish fourth, and it's automatic. But the thing is, even if Rossi finishes second in the race, all Newgarden has to do is finish ninth. So I really think that most likely Newgarden is going to win this thing. But after what I've seen this weekend with Rossi, and Rossi has not had a good weekend so far. Now, they haven't run qualifying yet, so he could end up on the front row. But if he doesn't end up on the front row with passing at a premium, I think we might ought to be focusing our attention on Simon Pagenaud.
Mm-hmm.
To see what he can do. And I think I don't like that when it comes down between two teammates, but if I were Newgarden, I think I'd start worrying about Paget, my own teammate, than I would Alexander Rossi.
Yeah, especially Pagenaud is definitely a wild card, especially with some of the speculation that's been coming about. There's been a rumor, whatever you want to call it, that's been floated out there with the spam team, the Schmidt-Peterson and a McLaren team. Pagenaud has a one-year contract, and it would make sense for McLaren to hire Pagenaud, especially with the connection with Pagenaud has with Schmidt-Peterson early on, and also with Gilles Deferrin. So I'm wondering if I'm Pagenaud, Penske always says it's between the drivers, as long as he doesn't get stupid, obviously. But I think Pagenaud is like, hey, I don't care. I'm going to try and win this thing. And if he has to put a wheel into his Newgarden side pod, I truly think he's going to.
I agree. And I don't think that Pagenaud has forgotten what Newgarden did to him at Gateway a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just, I think Pagenaud did save his job in the month of May, but I still think he's thinking, I still need to keep winning if I want to be here beyond 2020.
Well, and it bodes well. I mean, let's say Pagenaud does somehow win the championship in that, then that puts him, then you're in a situation that he would want to be, where he could start a bidding war between Penske and McLaren for 2021.
Yeah. However, and I've heard the same rumor you were talking about. My first thought is, why would you leave Team Penske unless you just want nothing but money? Why would you leave Team Penske to a team that failed to qualify for the Indianapolis 500 this past year?
Oh, that's a good point. But,
and those two combined teams, merged teams, bought out teams, however you want to phrase it, both of those teams have failed to make the 500 in the last 2 years. So I just can't see Pagenaud leaving Penske to go into that environment.
See, this is why we have George Phillips on the show here, because he makes excellent points like this. That's a very good point. So I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. And we'll have you back on the next segment. I want to talk some silly season, expand on the thoughts where some of these drivers could be moving for next year and even going into 2021 when the new car comes. We'll be talking more with George Phillips and Check out his stuff at oilpressure.com, and we'll be right back on the Final Inspection Show. Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary David Hobbs Honda and, of course, Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Make sure you check out Great Lakes Dragway. Their Facebook page, they are closed today due to impending weather, but make sure you check them out on Facebook page and see if they'll be open tomorrow. Don't know how long this weather will hang out, but it's supposed to be moving in this afternoon and throughout the night. So is it raining now? So I am not mowing the lawn when I get home. Okay, cross that off the list. So joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is George Phillips from oilpressure.com. George, what's the latest at your website?
Up there right now is a post I put up there yesterday. Just its real original title is called the Laguna Seca Preview. And for those that are not familiar with my site, I post three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, even throughout the entire off season, and try, emphasis on the word try, to post every day in the month of May, because this is not my day job. So, but I've been doing this for going on 11 years now.
It's a good site, and like I said before, I always appreciate your work and your writing, and it's good stuff. And we've spoken prior before, especially in the lunchroom at the Indianapolis Media Center, yes, a few times.
which we both seem to find ourselves in quite often.
So, and we are also football fans. I suppose you're keeping one eye on the Vols, which ain't doing too well today, and we're watching the Badgers in the studio here.
It's 17-0 Florida right now, unless they've scored since we've been talking.
Ouch. So. Yeah, not a good day for the Orange. But turning and switching gears back to IndyCar racing, one of the things is kind of not a surprise, but for a guy who keeps sponsors a long time, it is AJ Foyt Racing, who's only had basically three sponsors over the last 40-plus years. And ABC Supply is leaving the team full-time, will rejoin AJ Foyt Racing for Indianapolis only. But they could actually have two new drivers next year, due to the pecking order and where they're at in the paddock and that. It kind of works in the top down, doesn't it? So we saw, you know, the big news was, you know, where is Rossi going to go? Okay, he's back at Andretti Racing. Colton Herta, we kind of figured what was going to happen. Basically, that team is going to merge back to Andretti with Steinbrenner. Harding is out, and so that's part of that team. Well, what's next coming down the line for IndyCar racing in their silly season?
Well, I think everything really hinges on McLaren, and I have nothing to base this on. No, it's just more of a gut feeling, but the common thought now is that Hinchcliffe is going to stay at McLaren, and I don't think he is.
I don't think so either.
I tend to side with Robin Miller. I think he is going to be in a Honda team. I think Honda will move mountains to keep Hinchcliffe out of McLaren. So, I call it McLaren because I think in 2 years that's going to be the full name of the team. McLaren.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I talked to I sound like I'm name dropping, so I'm not even going to drop the name, but I did talk to somebody a lot more in the know than I am at Pocono. And he was telling me that for all these people who think this is going to be a merger, they're crazy. He said, this is going to be a house cleaning at, as you call it, the spam team over this off season.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it appears to be it's going to be a transitional year, especially with the new car coming and everything. And you could have at least one driver. I think what might happen is you might get a young driver whether it's somebody like Venus Vike or somebody like that, and then maybe have Connor Daly, which is a name that's been bantied about, driving there for 1 year until they're able to get another name. Is that something you think that could be viable?
Yeah, I do think that I think Connor Daly is if I were Connor Daly, I do think I would go to that situation rather than Carlin.
Yes.
I know everybody says, well, Carlin's won everywhere they've been, just give them time. Well, I still think it's gonna take them a while to find their footing in IndyCar. And I think that if I were Connor Daly, which once again I'm not, I would tend, if given the choice between going with Carlin and McLaren, I think I would look strongly at going with McLaren.
I totally agree, because that could be his best opportunity to shine. I mean, let's face it, him getting podium finishes or a win with McLaren is much more impressive than him finishing 7th, 8th, or 9th with Carlin, which would be above their finishing now. So, I mean, yeah. I think there's definitely – you got to go with the more upside. And we've seen drivers have done this before. You go with the better team short-term and hope for better things to happen to you after that. Or they keep you.
And I think Connor Daly is going to have a good weekend this weekend. I think he finished 12th in the final practice today. And, of course, we'll see how he qualifies and races. But, you know, he won two races there just this past weekend. So, at Laguna Seca, when IMSA was there. So, and he's already familiar with the Andretti team. It's been a while since he raced with them. He's raced with how many other teams has he raced
right.
with since Indianapolis? But I think he's going to have a strong weekend, and I think this just works out well for him.
Well, you know,
I think he's going to have choices for once.
Yes, I agree. I got a buddy of mine who's not the Connor Daly fan. He's always like dismissing him. Oh, he can't drive this and that. And you know, he has struggled at times, and of course he's had some good runs at Gateway and that. But I think now, even with the Portland race, you know, it didn't work out for him, but he qualified well. He was able to get in that team, qualify, have a good qualifying. And I think he would have really shown in that race, because I think he's finally got the confidence now. He's instead of going in and pressing and trying, he's like, okay, I can do this. Let's just go about it and work the weekend and see what happens. And the confidence has gained. And I think it's almost one of those things where to go faster, you have to slow down. And I think that's going to happen in his case.
And I agree. I think he's got a lot more confidence now, but I also think that he's got a little bit more maturity now.
Mm-hmm.
Not only what he does on the track, but I think the way he approaches his job. I think that was one of the raps against him when he was at Foyt, I think he is perceived as not taking his job seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has shaken that rap over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think he has. It's a fine line where some people, you know, drivers are trying to raise their profile, doing whether it's social media or whatnot, and you're trying to get your name out there. And some people consider that a negative, or they're worried more about raising their name than their craft, I guess. And maybe mm-hmm. that might have been certainly a criticism of him. But I think he's finally getting the seat time. I'm a big proponent of a lot of these young drivers, especially on the open wheel side, just do not get the seat time they need to excel. You look in the past where we had so much more testing in that, whether it's somebody like Rick Mears or Michael Andretti, you look at how many miles they were able to do in testing compared to somebody like Alexander Rossi or even a Joseph Newgarden compared to now. It kind of hinders their development as a driver.
Yeah, I agree. And when you have somebody coming into IndyCar at a young age, say like Zach Veach, because he has not had a good season at all this year.
Mm-hmm.
When you compare him to a Felix Rosenquist, who, yes, he's a rookie, but look at how much more experience he has. And even though they're not in this car, just, I still think a lot of it translates. And so I think that's why you're seeing Rosenqvist perform well. However, look at Colton Herta.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he's who I'm going to be watching this weekend at Laguna Seca, because he is either going to win the race or he's going to tear up a lot of equipment, because he's been all over the track this weekend, and I hope he doesn't take anybody else with him if he gets too overzealous. But he has been fast.
Yeah, and then one driver we haven't mentioned so far who's been very, very impressive, and I just thought he was going to be a human wrecking ball early in the season, was Santino Ferrucci, and he's, you know, been showing the maturity. Let's face it, he came into this series with some baggage, and it certainly just gelled with that 19 team, and has looked very impressive, hasn't he?
Yes, and how when was the last time that Dale Coyne was talking about finalizing the seat for his second car in September?
Exactly. Yep.
And I hope he's able to keep him, because I think they are both good for each other.
Yeah, they certainly do. And of course, Bourdais has signed on for next year. And you wonder, you know, could this be his final year in IndyCar? You know, I personally think it could be. And, but God bless Dale Coyne. You know, for somebody who I first saw up at Road America in the mid-80s, you know, I didn't see him in that when he drove that Eagle, but I saw him when he was driving that Lola with the Chevy in it, you know, running about 3 seconds behind the pack.
Wow.
Yeah. And was able to persevere and grow that team. And of course had to, let's face it, you know, you had to have money to race for Coyne, but he needed to do that to survive, and has been able to through the years. And, you know, he was kind of a punchline in the paddock, but he's still around, and a lot of those teams that were criticizing him and whatnot are not. So, you know, hats off, tip of the hat to Dale Coyne, what he's been able to do all these years. And I mean, I was so happy when he and Justin Wilson won a few years back, and he's been able to visit, you know, Victory Lane a couple times, and it's pretty impressive. You know, like I said, to consider where he was and where he came from, basically a landscaper from Northern Illinois. It's pretty cool stuff, isn't it, George?
Yeah, and even though they have had a good year, especially with Ferrucci, and you know, Bourdais has had a decent time of it. This will be the first year in, 3 years that they have not won a race.
Yeah. But I think...
Assuming they don't win on Sunday.
Right. Yeah. And we'll see what happens. One thing I want to mention, we mentioned Hinchcliffe. Yeah. Do you think if he does go with Honda, it certainly makes sense if he goes over to the Ray Hall team as a third car, doesn't it?
Yes, because I've seen here in the last week or so that third car is looking less likely. I don't know. I'm assuming a potential sponsor fell through, and it's, I don't know if it's coincidence or what, but about the same time we were hearing that the third car is seeming less likely, then suddenly we hear that Chip Ganassi might be open to running a third car. So I don't know that I can see James Hinchcliffe at Ganassi, but I guess stranger things have happened.
Certainly would be.
I do agree that the most likely scenario would be to see him at Ray Hall, but business makes strange bedfellows sometimes.
It certainly does. Well, George, we certainly appreciate you taking time out, and wish for better luck for your Vols, who unfortunately got scored on again by Florida, and also your Titans. You know, I follow you on Facebook and Twitter, and are they ever going to get an offense?
I don't even know. Not until they get a line.
Yeah, that Thursday game was frustrating for a Titans.
Nine sacks on Mariota,
yeah.
And Mariota needs some improvement, but it's not all his fault.
Yeah. All right, well, George, best of luck, and better luck to your football teams for the rainy season, and enjoy Laguna tomorrow.
I will, and I have enjoyed this.
All right. Well, thanks for joining the show. We'll definitely have you on again.
Sounds good.
George Phillips joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We're going to take a quick break here, and I will be back with some news and notes. And then after that, we'll have Eddie Lupine from RacingNation.com joining us coming up next on the Final Inspection Show. Yeah, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway. Unfortunately, Great Lakes Dragway is closed today due to the impending weather, which I guess is pending, Mitch. Looks like rain is moving into southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be
extended rain. So
pretty ugly forecast, I think, for the evening here. So
I tell you that
it's unfortunate.
Whoever Rory uses Great Lakes, they're pretty accurate. So he saw this coming in, so he decided let's not even open today. And make sure you check out Great Lakes Dragway on Facebook tomorrow to see if they're open. Because I think this is supposed to move out. It's supposed to rain into the night, but should move out by morning.
Yeah. So. Did you see how the Brewers had the roof closed last night, even though there was like a 2% chance of rain?
Well,
but they also had a rain delay recently.
That they're a little snake bit.
They
and
they're
anybody
who
watched, I mean, that was such a freak situation.
Oh, Michigan's on the board.
Oh, they finally scored. Oh, this Wisconsin defense. What a sieve. So it's the first touchdown on Wisconsin with the Badgers defense in how many quarters? 10, right?
I think this guy's hurt now, too.
Mm. So 35-7, Wisconsin over Michigan. There was a situation where they had the roof open, and just this freak little thunderstorm developed over western Milwaukee, moved right over Miller Park.
Yep.
And it takes them, what is it, 10 minutes?
It's like 10 minutes to close the roof. So, yeah, if it rains
it
or
is
if it pours, just if it pours, I mean, you're talking 10, 15 minutes
pouring
rain.
Yeah, and it caught everybody off guard. Yeah, it was just one of those. So now they're a little snake bit.
Right.
They're a little paranoid.
So last night it wasn't really supposed to rain, but it was really muggy last night.
It
could have happened at any point. And they went ahead and closed the roof, even though it didn't rain.
So look for maybe ceiling fans next year at Miller Park. No, we can't have that. It'll blow down the ball.
It would be nice.
Tomorrow, though, the weather should clear out because if you're in the area in Milwaukee, make sure you get out for the Hales Corner Speedway reunion. I'm looking forward to this. And yours truly will be there tomorrow from 10 to 6 p.m. at the New Berlin VFW, 179th in Beloit. It's on Beloit Road, which is in South Side, between, that would be, I guess, Calhoun and National Avenue. National Avenue runs on a little bit of an angle, but it's west of Calhoun. Pretty neat deal. They're also going to be celebrating Red Adams, one of the iconic drivers and organizers and supporters of racing, his 92nd birthday. Red's been around for years, was a racer back in the day, was actually at the first meeting where they organized the Midwest Stock Car organization back in, I believe, 1949 or so. Pretty neat deal. They're going to have food, drinks, and more out there. We're also going to have memorabilia there, which I will be releasing a new video. It's I'm calling it The Beginning. It's 1959 MSC Modified Racing Action from Hales Corners and Cedarburg Raceway. Pretty cool. Black and white footage I obtained, and it's pretty neat. 1959 was what they call, I guess, a lot of us have been calling like a transitional year for the MSC with the modifieds. We had some of the traditional narrowed modifieds, which were very famous in the area in the 60s until the early 70s, but still had a lot of the older type modified stock cars that ran with them. Pretty cool footage, lots of footage of Miles Melius, who's being honored today out in Hartford. So lots of stuff happening in southeastern Wisconsin for those who love the nostalgia of local racing and in Milwaukee. But make sure you get out there. That's the New Berlin VFW tomorrow from 10 to 3 for the Hills Corner Speedway reunion, featuring past and present race cars, a lot of street rods, and, of course, don't forget the memorabilia show where you can get the 1959 MSC modified racing DVD, along with also have a short track DVD with midgets and modified some Hales Corner Speedway and a quarter mile at Milwaukee. So mention this. The DVD is $20. And mention this. Mention you heard me on the show, and I'll give you $5 off the second DVD. So lots of cool stuff happening. And like I said, if you can't get out to Hartford today, try and get out there on another day at the Wisconsin Automotive Museum out in Hartford. Very, very cool museum. And then with the Southeastern Short Track, Southeastern Wisconsin Short Track Hall of Fame, which is inside there. Also a lot of neat stuff there. So good stuff for race fans. And let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eddie Lapine from RacingNation.com. Lots of stuff happening in the world of IMSA, sports car racing, and, of course, Formula One, which is at beautiful downtown Singapore racing this weekend. So coming up, Eddie Lapine on the Final Inspection Show.
This is Final Inspection with Steve Zocchi. Presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Closed today due to impending weather, which looks like it is pending. As I said before, it looks like it's raining out. There rain throughout the night, so make sure you check out Great Lakes Dragway on their Facebook page to see if they're open tomorrow. I think they may be open. I think this weather should move out in time for them to be open tomorrow. And also, David Hobbs Honda. Make sure to check out DavidHobbs.com for all the latest and new and used vehicles. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Florida, it is Eddie Lapine. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Good. You've been a busy, busy guy. Last night, Alan Jackson. Was it earlier in the week you saw Alice Cooper that was in Orlando? Is that true?
No.
Oh, an older one. Okay.
Yeah. Because
I was going to say, Alice usually stays at your house when he's in town, doesn't he?
No. He's coming in November. Bunch of shows in Florida.
Well, you better clean out that guest bedroom so it's all set for him. Now, does Calico stay with him, the whole entourage, or is it just Alice?
Yeah. No, I think they stay at the finer hotels of Orlando where there's a golf course nearby.
So lots of things happening. Golf. Lots of things happening on your side, on the IMSA side. With Scott Atherton, the head of who guided IMSA and the Grand Am merger, I should say, the American Le Mans Series and the Grand Am merger and everything, stepping down. Was that a surprise or?
I'm shocked. I guess, it's time to move on. He has done so much for sports car racing. And racing and trying to keep it. I mean, the growth of it since he's been around and Dr. Panos's vision of, of him bringing him in there and really changing and helping sports car racing and trying to unite sports car racing with European racing. He's done an incredible job. He really is. He's one of those guys that's, he's been around 35 years, and he's had his hands in everything in motorsports.
Which is never easy. I mean, that's always been an ongoing issue with American sports car racing is if it's, if they can, because let's face it, the people in Paris don't make it easy for American sports car racing with their constant changing of rules and just treatment in general American sports car racing. And Scott Atherton was certainly is somebody who's been able to weather that and make decisions that guided American sports car racing through some difficult times, whether it's dealing with the people in Paris and the Le Mans series, but also not only that, but manufacturers leaving, manufacturers coming in, trying to help out the privateers, the constant changing and tweaking of rules, and also and groups too. I mean, with all the different classes of cars and that, and he certainly His plate has been full. It's not the easiest job being in the position he is, isn't it?
No, not at all. And he's the kind of guy that if he ran for mayor, you'd vote for him.
Yeah.
Because he's just a kind of – he's got the charisma. Even when the chips are down against him, I know when I talked to him at Long Beach, when they were trying to merger the – trying to make it happen with the WEC and the Le Mans 24-hour race and trying to get the DPs involved. And that was like a last-minute thing. And literally, they were there just before the race trying to make this happen. And, you know, I mean, he's a great guy, and he's going to be sadly missed. And really, there's nobody really on the list right now. I think it kind of came as a shock. Really?
Yeah, it certainly has. It's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how, I guess the big concern, let's face it, a lot of sports car fans have is the impending NASCAR, as I texted you earlier, the NASCAR-ation of sports car racing. Is that a concern?
I would say definitely. And, you know, now Ford's leaving at the end of the year, and there's several teams that are parting IMSA. And it brings up some concerns. It's bad timing when the head of sports car racing is leaving. I just hope that we can still keep going forward, because the series is really, no matter how many people cry about BOP and the balance of performance and the racing, the racing is good. I mean, Road Atlanta is coming up October 12th for the 10-hour race, and the classes, I mean, they're going down to the wire. So, I mean, for the championship. So you can't ask for closer competition than that.
Formula One's in Singapore, and I mean, it's an okay track. Let's face it, it's a street course, but visually, it's probably one of the best, most entertaining races. Just because there's so, I mean, Singapore is such a beautiful city. I mean, if you look back to Singapore, which was devastated during World War II. I mean, if you Google Singapore 1940. With the Japanese occupation of that, that's a city that was just totally trash. But now it's such a beautiful city. You got that, the Singapore Flyer is a huge Ferris wheel. I guess it's a Ferris wheel, whatever you want to call it, observation wheel. That's over 50 stories high. Was that something, would you get on that, Eddie?
Oh, sure. You know me. I'll try anything once, you know. I mean, I jumped off the stratosphere like a couple of years ago, so on a dare for dinner. So, it's cool. Actually, I just talked to a mutual friend of ours earlier today, and that's Mika Salo, because he's over there for FIA and one of the driving. And he's sitting at the pool. He loves this race because it's in the middle of the night, so he can lay at the pool all day and enjoy, you know, things that you don't normally get to do at a Formula One race. So everything's at night, and he just loves it. He says this is just, it's incredible. Yeah, but the circuit isn't the greatest. It's you know.
But for TV and high def TV. It is just I don't know what you want to call it, but it's mesmerizing. It's so pretty at night.
It looks like a video game.
It does, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't look real when you're watching that race, and it's incredible. I mean, it's an incredible circuit, and it's one of those circuits that basically it's opening the door for other challengers. I wouldn't leave Verstappen out of this race, and Charles Leclerc, I mean, the guy's on a roll.
Well,
confidence is a big builder, and him putting it on the pole three races in a row is incredible. And basically, it took the sails out of Sebastian Vettel again.
Oh, that's got to be so frustrating for him, isn't it? He's on the pole, time expires, Leclerc takes the pole, and then here comes Hamilton and kicks him. He's not even on the front row. He has to start in the second row. I mean, it's got to be so frustrating for him.
I was watching it, and I thought, God, finally Sebastian really laid down a lap. If you watched his lap, it was, if I was Sebastian Vettel, I would definitely
rips your heart out
about
if
my future.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because this kid is definitely the real deal, and I think it's going to be an exciting race. As you know, when a couple of years ago, when Kimi and Sebastian got together on the start of the race, they're doing 195 miles an hour on mm-hmm. this track in one section, and it's an incredible race. Definitely, it'll be very exciting, and hopefully Ferrari can keep this momentum going. It definitely really brings the fans into it, for sure. Ferrari is just, you know, they want to see them beat Lewis, definitely.
Well, who do you like in the F1 race today, or tonight, I should say?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with Charles Leclerc. I mean, I definitely think this kid's momentum is a huge factor, and I think I'm going to go with Ferrari.
All right. Who do you like in the NASCAR race, Cup Series race tonight, Richmond?
Oh, they're racing? Oh, come on now. I'm sorry. No. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Clint Boyer. I mean,
okay.
You know, out of the clear blue, it's a good track for him, and I think – you know, I think it's momentum again is another key in NASCAR too as well.
Mitch, who do you like? How about the pole sitter, Brad Keselowski?
Sure, sounds good to me.
All right, we'll give Mitch Brad Keselowski.
How much do I win if I get it right?
You get bragging rights. That's all this is worth.
You get a big giant suitcase of absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Wow.
You get what's behind door number three, which is nothing.
Sounds good to me.
Eddie, what's the latest at RacingNation.com?
Well, we're getting ready to do a preview for Road Atlanta, and we got a couple interviews and behind-the-scenes stories we're working on for Petit Le Mans coming up in October.
The 10-hour Petit Le Mans. That should be pretty cool at Road Atlanta. And don't forget, next year they announce there's going to be a Grand Prix in Vietnam. Is that a Formula One race that will actually occur?
Yay or nay?
Give me a yay or nay.
Nay.
Okay. Eddie, thank you as always. Appreciate you joining the show. I'd like to thank everybody who joined the show today. Dennis Michelson, of course, and Dick Carth. Make sure you get out to the South Houston Short Track Hall of Fame out there till 3 o'clock. And also, Hales Corners reunion tomorrow, New Berlin VFW. You're listening to the Final Inspection Show. We'll talk to you next week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.